In time, you will know what it's like to lose.
Hey everybody, how's it going? What's going on? Willie V here with the Thoughtcasters Variety Show. I'm gonna go solo tonight. I don't have my co-host with me, but mostly because this is kind of random and out of nowhere. I just have a lot on my mind about a certain subject, and I want to get it out there before I forget everything, and just kind of speak what I'm thinking. Hopefully I can put it into words, because sometimes my mind moves faster than my mouth, if that makes any sense. But, you know, got a couple daddy pops in me, and I'm sipping on some whiskey here, and I figured, you know, right now is the perfect time to just rant about something, you know? And what I want to rant about is censorship. The masking and the holding back of our First Amendment in this country. And I know it's been a hot topic for a while, especially after, you know, days leading up to the inauguration, which was about a month ago now. Then there was a lot of discussion, a lot of talk, a lot of people with a lot of different opinions. You see it on social media, you see it on your TV, you see it on mainstream media. So, you know, I figured I'd chime in. You know, why the hell not? I mean, I know, you know, I don't work for Fox News or ABC or CNN or nothing like that. But hell, I have a podcast. I talk a lot of shit. Well, Matt probably talks a lot more shit, but why not, you know, for anyone listening out there, why don't I just put my two cents in and give you guys my thoughts on it? So my thoughts are this. This is the United States of America, and we have a constitution, and we have amendments, and we need to find where the line should be drawn on this. Okay, so argument number one, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, Facebook and Twitter and all these YouTube, blah, blah, blah. These places are privately owned institutions, privately owned businesses and corporations, blah, blah, blah. And you're not wrong. They are. They are privately owned. So they technically can choose what content we see or don't see. The problem is, and I don't wear a tin hat, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I never believed the whole QAnon thing. I remember leading up to this past election, you know, a lot of your Trump supporters were all QAnon and, you know, trying to post and retweet all these supposed confidential files and all that stuff. I don't think any of that was real. I don't think there's, you know, I don't think that Democrats are secretly eating babies in basements while performing satanic rituals. or whatever the hell they're, you know, they're not out to drink our children's blood, you know. But I do believe that there is manipulation, right? Okay, so there's a lot, you know, we already know Hollywood is lobbied by the left. We already know a lot of mainstream media is lean more left. I think that the shadow banning and the censorship of conservatism is a very real thing. And I think that it needs to be addressed. I don't think that's conspiracy theory. I don't think that that's anybody wearing a tin hat. I think if you just open your eyes and see it, that you can find that it is very, very true. And of course, if you are a leftist or a liberal or whatever, you probably don't see it as much because you probably like it that way, right? You know, censorship of conservatism, you don't believe in conservatism, so not hearing it is pleasant for you. And I say that because I'm the same way when it comes to the liberal ideas. Like, I don't enjoy liberal ideas or liberal media or liberal Hollywood or liberal programming. I don't. But there's the difference here. Here's the difference. And I know a lot of conservatives feel the same, at least some that I've talked to and other programs I've listened to. I don't want to censor you or your right to say how you feel. I don't want to censor your views on pro-life or your views on guns, even though I highly disagree with any views you have about guns. But I mean, as far as the, you know, the Democrats and the liberals, but I don't want to censor your opinion on immigration or foreign policy or trade. I don't want to censor it, because if you sit down in a room with someone who can actually have a good mature conversation, you can have a really good talk about all that. I've done it. I've met some that you can't. And I think that we need more of that. We need more congregation of differences. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about America, right? We are the melting pot. We are all different. And I think that if you can come together and agree to disagree or just discuss your differences, but still, you know, sit around a bonfire and have a beer with your neighbor, I think it's possible. And I think we need more of that. But I don't think that these companies and these corporations and should be completely censoring something they don't agree with, because then you're only getting content that they do agree with, and that can be manipulating, right? And I think, like, with this last election, that a lot of that happened, right? I think a lot of, you know, there's a lot of manipulation. Now, I can't sit here and say there was a lot of voter irregularity, and that's just fact. But was there any fraud there that would have even changed the election results or anything like that? No, there wasn't, right? I mean, I didn't really talk a lot about that. I just kind of sat back and, you know, I was going to see where all this went. You know, I didn't want to make any conclusions. I wanted to find out the facts before I made opinion. Now I know it all. I've gathered those facts, I mean. And I kind of have an idea, you know, like, there's definitely no wide scale voter fraud, we can say that, right? But there was manipulation through social media, through advertisement on your television, through the mainstream media. There was. And it's because Donald Trump was a threat to that, to those institutions, right? So I think, and a lot of young voters came out, right? A lot of first-time voters, again, you know, like with every election, there's always someone, you know, a handful of young. I was a young adult once, and I voted for the wrong guy. And, you know, it is what it is, but we learn from our mistakes. But I, you know, obviously, you're seeing more liberal agendas being pushed in public schools now. They're obviously pushed in universities. So I think there's a heavy influence there. And I think without giving both sides, like, you know, you should do an argument like, well, here's the pro-life and the pro-choice opinions and outlooks here. Let's teach both of those sides, and then you choose which one you feel in your heart is the right choice. And it should be with every issue: immigration, guns, foreign policy, taxation, all that should be done. Everybody should have that. You do have all the access to it, of course. You know, you have the internet, but it should all be taught so that you can individually make your opinions on things. I'm not seeing that as much, because if you want conservatism, you have to dig for it. You know, it's not just widely available like what you see on the liberalism side. And again, I know a lot of times we talk a lot of shit on this show. And I don't know maybe I've made this clear before, but I was like, we're always talking about the extreme, right? The extreme left. Never if classical liberalism and classical progressive liberals, it's not so much that we dislike those point of views. I mean, they don't align with us, but what you're seeing now is getting a little too extreme, and you're seeing it from a lot of people, a lot of Biden's cabinet members are pretty extreme left. And that's where I'm having the issue. So a lot of these extreme leftist views are not being censored, right? But your conservative views are. And I just can't get on board with that. I just don't think that's fair. I don't think it's right. So as far as our First Amendment goes, yeah, I mean, you're right. We can go out. I can walk down the road screaming, fuck the government, you know, fuck Biden and fuck Kamala Harris. I can say that legally in this country. But in today's day and age, you know, technology is everything. And you can reach broad audiences with social media and websites and all that. And I'm not saying that conservatives should make websites saying fuck Democrats and fuck liberalism. None of that. No. But what I'm saying is that we should have the same equal right to voice our opinions without having, you know, prosecution and being ridiculed. Now that goes, I know, you know, racism is often linked to conservatism and the right. And I can tell you right now that it exists. We know it does, but that's more alt-right. That's not conservatism in general. Most conservatives, at least most conservatives I know and I talk to and I associate myself with, really, really despise racism. But we're not going to virtue signal. We're not going to show white guilt. We're not going to apologize, you know, for this color of our skin. That's just absurd. That's not going to happen. So we're not, you know, we're not going to do any of that. But we have no problem calling out a racist. Fuck racism. Fuck racist, right? There, I just said it publicly. So yeah, with that being said, I think that argument, we can close that argument there. But yeah, I think that I think that when you're looking at the censorship, and a lot of people were saying, you know, Trump instigated or incited the violence that happened on January 6th. And again, he didn't, if he straight out came out and said, do these and do that, do this and do that, then was there influence there? Sure, maybe. But is it his fault? No, because I can tell someone to go jump off a bridge all day long, but that doesn't mean it's my fault if they do it, right? Did I influence their decision to do it? Maybe. Is it immoral? Absolutely. But did I push them off that bridge? No, I didn't. So that's where you get the difference right there. And what I'm afraid of is, you know, this censorship starts somewhere, but where does it end? Like, free speech, like, I believe 100% in free speech, every bit of it. Even if it's immoral and wrong, you have the right to say whatever the hell you want, right? You do. And that doesn't mean you have the right to take action upon it. But you want to say whatever you want to say? Fucking say it. I don't, you know, whatever. That's your own. You have to answer to God at the end of the day, right? Not me. Not on. If you have these those negative feelings, you know? So the thing about free speech is it's only free if one side agrees with it, right? Like, that's kind of what they're doing, right? It's okay to say what you want as long as it coincides with one-sided or biased beliefs. And that's what the problem is. That's a problem. That's ridiculous. But, you know, it is, there's, man, it's just, I don't know how else to explain it if it doesn't get through to people, because I know there's someone out there saying, well, they're privately owned, as I said at the top of the show here, that I understand that. But, like, then you have places like Parler, right? Okay, let's talk about Parler. Now, the first thing when you say Parler is someone's going to say, well, there was a bunch of racist bigots and blah, 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 just spewing their racial hate and blah. Okay, sure, they were. Again, goes back to believing in 100% free speech. That's what that goes back to, right? Now, I don't agree with that free speech, but you're not going to stop racism. It's never going to end, and it's always going to be here. And it's unfortunate. It's always been here. You know, it's there's classism too. That the biggest thing is classism, rich and poor. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. Someone who has billions and trillions will look down on you. You know, that's the biggest issue. It's about class, man. And some people don't believe that. And you know, I'm not going to try to convince people otherwise. These are my opinions. I have a platform here to state my opinion. And hell, maybe for all I know, maybe I've been demonetized. Maybe this show's been shadow banned and it's not reaching as many people because of our opinions and what we talk about and what we say. And it is what it is. It's not. I'm not going to stop it. It's a good way to get out what I feel and to express my opinion. But we should definitely be careful about how much power we give some of these businesses and or these corporations. Because, you know, they told us, if we don't like the rules and terms and agreements on this site, why don't you go make your own social media? So conservatives did, right? They made their own. And now what happened, right? They shut it down, took it off the app store. The domains won't even let them run anymore. They completely just axed it. So now we can't even do our own thing. So what is this? Like, does the leftist get to control literally fucking everything? Because wouldn't that be a form of authoritarian? Oh man, I'm gonna butcher this word because I have a really bad time pronouncing the word. But authoritarianism. There it is. And in a way, you know, if this keeps going, this could be a new evolution of fascism, right? Like Ronald Reagan said, in America, fascism will be disguised as liberalism or something along those lines, right? I'm just paraphrasing. And that's, listen, I'm not saying that all liberals are bad and this is how they feel, because I know some aren't. But there is an extreme left and there is an extreme right. And I think that both sides need to be called out on it. They both need to be called out on their bullshit. And, you know, yes, I'm probably going to align more with an extreme right person than an extreme left person. But realistically, a lot of us are just centered. A lot of us are, you know, kind of in the middle. And if you start taking our way, you know, our freedom, our platforms to discuss it and talk about it, then there is never going to be a common ground. There always is going to be a divide, a split. And that's not fair to anybody, especially in this country. We live in the greatest country in the world. And I know we have a few listeners in other countries, and they probably feel the same about their own countries, right? You should have pride in your country. But this social media can be a godsend or it can be a curse, really. And I just think that if we just, this is, you know, we let them start censoring, you know, they're always going to have a reason why they're censoring us or censoring a certain person or a leader of one side. But if we don't nip it in the bud now, like how far are we going to let this go before it's too late? You know what I'm saying? Because it can go too far. I mean, then once you realize it's too late, it's too late. You're screwed. You know, once you realize it's gone too far. So we need to voice our opinions. So I do encourage any of my conservative followers out there to don't give up. You know, make your voice just as loud, right? Because if we know one thing about the left is that they're very loud and they have a lot of outlets. But there is some hope out there. There is a lot of conservative, you know, corporations starting to emerge. You know, we have the Daily Wire, the Blaze, and with Steven Crowder. People like that, they have a conservative voice, you know, and they have an outreach. And we just need to support those things 100%. But yeah, I just wanted to get some of that off my chest. I'm sure this topic will be brought up in future shows, but I figured this would be a great time for me to be able to talk without being interrupted by old Maddie boy there. So, this whiskey I'm sipping on, some good old Irish whiskey here. I think that's something that we can all agree on, right? Whiskey's delicious. But yeah, I just wanted to kind of talk and get this out there, and well, it was fresh in my head. But yeah, we'll be. I'm sure we'll discuss this on a future episode. I also want to try to start diving into some more things other than just political things. You know, maybe some UFO stuff. I've been really wanting to do an episode on UFOs and aliens and all that. You know, bring out some of the nerd side. I mean, that'd be kind of cool to do for a podcast. But yeah, thanks for listening, guys. I appreciate you sticking with me here through my little rant, which I guess wasn't too ranty. I kind of kept it together. But anyways, thanks for listening, guys. And we will see you on the next episode. Well, I won't see you, right? I can't see you. This is all audio. Anyways, I'm going to stop beating around the bush here. Thanks for listening.